Welcome to Your 5 for Today. One day a teacher walked into his class of teenagers and announced that they were going to have a surprise test. The students waited as the teacher put the question papers on each student's desk face down. When he had finished, he told them to turn the papers over and begin. As the students turned over the papers, they were surprised to find there were no questions printed on the paper. It was a blank piece of paper with a single black dot in the centre. "Your test," said the teacher, "is to write about what you see. You have 30 minutes. Begin." The students began their task, and at the end of the time allocated, handed in their papers. The teacher took the pile of answers and began reading them out aloud in front of the class. All of the students, without exception, had described the black dot. Some had described its size, its position on the paper. One student had even attempted to suggest the type of printer that had been used to put it there. When he reached the end of the pile of answers, the teacher put them down on the desk and looked at the class. "This test will not form part of your end-of-year assessment," he said, "but it does have more relevance to your lives. This morning I gave you free choice on what you would write. There were no rules or limitations. You were simply told to write what you see. Every one of you wrote about the black dot, but no one mentioned the white paper. The dot covers about 0.1%, 1/1000th of the area of the paper. But that is all you saw. The same is true of our lives. We are given a whole life to enjoy, but we so often focus on the dark spots. Our life is a gift from God, given with love and care. And it is filled with beautiful things, which are blessings from Him. The beauties of nature around us, our friends and families, our homes and so much more. But the blessings can be lost by our being taken up by the black spots of life, our worries, friction in relationships, envy of what we do not have, and so on. In a short while, you will all be leaving school and going on to new things. Your life stretches in front of you. Do not let it be polluted by the black spots that will spoil your enjoyment of all the blessings you have, but always give thanks for the positive things God has given you." As I think of the advice that teacher gave to his class, it reminds me of the old hymn which gives the same advice. "Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done." May God bless you today. Thank you for listening.